the role of project manager on this entire endeavor? Depending on the project size, the complexity of this supporting machine that is created, the duration, the timelines, the organization must select a person to oversee all aspects of this project. So a project manager is a central role which is required on this task. His role includes, his or her role includes, let's look at what are the roles, responsibilities include. Okay, so the role of the project manager, there are two important things. One is the steering committee for this entire project, and there has to be a project charter for successful completion and implementation of this project. So the steering committee includes a project manager who is centrally responsible, who is a mid point connecting to the project convener, which is management, and the project team who are actually working on it. So there is a project manager, and there is a project sponsor from senior management, the lead employee from each technical area who participates in the steering committee, and there are HR functional experts. So the steering committee is made up of these four entities. And then there is a creation of project charter. And a project charter has a responsibility to create further things, building the case for the implementation, illustrating the project's connection to organization's goals and strategies. So there is a hypothesis that given this condition, or referring to the present scenario of the organization, if we construct this and if it is used by the users, it will enhance the efficiency, the decision making, customer satisfaction, market share, to this extent. So there is a hypothesis which is considered as a premise when you are building certain systems like these. So the steering committee has a responsibility for the project charter, and it illustrates the project's connection to organization's goals and strategies. It also builds the project scope. It's a very important exercise. Outlines roles and responsibilities. So project charter clearly explains who will do what, and that role and responsibility will also have commitment on the timelines. The project charter talks about additional available expertise if it is required. It describes the decision-making process, that from where to where certain permissions will be required, what should be the time span for granting of those permissions, and how the actually workflow will come into the place. And the project charter also talks about the deliverables. The critical aspects of strategic HR information systems planning, let's look at it. So this outlines a change enablement and communication plan. There is implementation team, there are outside consultants, and there is a process mapping. Now let's look at the implementation team. It is strongly recommended that a member of the IT department be involved, because ultimately IT will be expected to offer the frontline support. The entire technical support internally to the organization and the employees will be first rendered by the IT team internally. And if there is something related to the system that an internal IT needs to escalate, it is the agency who is building the HRIs. The second aspect is outside consultants. So organization that has never undergone a major software implementation, or that lack the necessary in-house skill set, may consider hiring an outside consultant. So either the internal IT team has to be robust and technically qualified to build in the information HRIS, and there is another option to bring in the external agency who are market competent and can help the organization to build this system. And the third important aspect of strategic HRIS planning is process mapping. The implementation team should compile a list of HR processes and then develop a model of each process. So there has to be a creation of workflow from where to where it will, the actionable will move. The module should incorporate a flow chart and data flow. Further, the critical aspect of strategic HRIS planning include outline the change enablement and communication plan, which includes data migration and configuration. That means the implementation team should also determine which type of data should be migrated and how that migration will take place. The data has to be copied or moved from the traditionally used system. The second part is documentation. Throughout the implementation, the project team should record each action and decision to document, to support on the documentation. Now, which will include a log of outstanding issues and risk. So, at decision making, for every data which calls for a cause and effect relationship or require while taking the decisions for the management, it is important that what are the current phase of issues, and if they are put up in the system, what kind of risks can occur, because there will be access to the information to the decision maker. Second thing is, there can be a new and modified procedures and processes apart from the existing ones. So the documentation of that also needs to get incorporated. Third is the technical requirements. The policies and processes are just not picked up from the bucket and put up there. There can be a specific technical requirement for every type of process to be included. And the fourth part of documentation, which throughout implementation, the project team should record, is a table setup. The data representations, which will be required as a support. Now let's move to the third critical aspect, which is change management. The implementation team conducts an impact assessment to identify affected stakeholder. So when you move the traditional data system to put it on to a digitization phase, how the stakeholders are going to get impacted? The decision makers, the information retrievers. So that also comes as one of the critical aspects to be considered, put under the scope while building strategic HRIS. Whenever an organization decides bringing in a value strategy for the needs of employees, the focus is also on fostering the long-term customer relationships. Because when the employees of the organization bring in the much required service delivery level, the performance and the efficiency, it also evokes a much appreciated and helping customer response from the market. And it also builds a strengthened customer relationship. So it is not only for the internal employees. The system also should be so user-friendly and employee benefiting that they get inspired to create an organization which further inspires the customer to be the customer of that particular organization. Once the organization decides to implement the technology, it is overall an HR strategy. It's not in pocket. It's not in isolation. It has to determine if to use a single platform or an integrated technology to support multiple HR functions or various smaller systems. So it is also known as BOB, best of breed solutions, each supporting a different HR function. So to build a strategic HRIS, it cannot be in pockets that few functions have taken into consideration, few service modalities are taken into consideration, and few are left out. There has to be an attempt to consider how end-to-end HR deliveries are brought under the same roof. Integrated solutions. With this strategy, a single vendor can help the organization develop one platform that incorporates multiple HR functions. The platforms can have part of an enterprise-wide information system architecture that includes a variety of business functions such as general ledger, customer relationship management, and logistics. So there can be a decision required to unify HR, finance, ERP systems. From HR side, there is an end-to-end employee lifecycle data, but the employee is using this data which bring in customer relationship enhancement, also requires the data from finance and many other functions to create this ERP system. So from only HRIS, it takes a shape of enterprise resource planning. Best of breed solutions, what is that? Organization that implement a best of breed strategy pick up the best applications for each HR functional area, working with one or more than one vendors. So if one vendor is not able to cater to, it becomes a mega project, and more vendors come in who have expertise related to that domain. For example, the organization might use a recruiting solution from one vendor, a time and attendance program from another vendor, and a payroll system from the third vendor. Because it might not be possible that an external agency or an external vendor who can offer in all these three areas because people are specialized in their services. Smaller the business, there can be limited resources. And those who want to use the technology selectively as part of the overall HR strategy might prefer this kind of approach. Best of breed solutions, the organization must consider how the technology will be delivered. The options include on-premise or purchase and install. On-premise or purchase and install. Bring it to the organization. Second option is hosted or application service provider. So externally, there is an agency, and from there the services can be catered to. Or SaaS, software as a service. This is a third option. Another tool which is accessible while the HR portal is a manager self-service, which is called as MSS, MSS application. This enables the supervisors to conduct various HR functions, various HR transactions online and generate real-time reports. Most software packages are robust and flexible. However, if customization is necessary, organizations must ensure that the returns on investment justify the additional cost. Anything which an HRIS partner, external partner, brings to the table, whatever the agency has built up, cost an X amount. But when an organization says that I need one, two, three, but I do not need four and five, and I need six and seven, I need these modules, but I don't need this module, or I need all the modules, but this also has to take care of my internal requirement or what my intranet is also supporting my internal employees, and this to have a connectivity. then that is called as tailor-made or customization. And customization always costs more than the standard application. This is to be always remember. The sheer volume of information that must be tracked through a mass customization production system is typically beyond the reach of organizations without heavily integrated production system. Driven by HRIS backed production management system. There to be proper operation of such systems require strong ties between HRIS and the production functions of an organization for the production system to satisfy the customer demands. What are the elements of decision-making systems in HRIS? An important fact that every HRIS manager needs to understand is that there is a persistent ambiguity throughout strategic business decision-making. Things cannot be crystal clear, cannot be, because it's a building process and the building is happening on the requirement of the organization with the past available all data, and that data is to be used for certain decision-making. It is yet not a standardized available product for the organization. So while building it, there will be various situations, decision-making points that will come up. And that is how there is ambiguity. And the decisions have to be made time to time. Throughout the strategic decision-making, HRI system allows the decision-makers to analyze the HR data in such fashion that one can be responsive to market realities and turn the insights, the feedback, into a demonstrable business growth. So this is the X data, and when it is played by retrieving and the reports are run, it shows the results, it throw up the results. Now when these results are to be used for the certain decision makings, which ideally the business house utilizes for the business growth, this process continues while the entire building is happening. So initially HRIS system, which were used as an information resource that were allowed as data input and storage capability, that now shows that how these results also, prior it actually goes for implementation, what kind of decision making enhancement has to be done or what kind of results it can bring in. Initially it was used for data input and storage capabilities, but now this can show different results. Today HRIS systems are integrated to other HR modules like payroll and leave and travel, expenses, employee attendance, employee career planning, potential assessment, skills, inventory, to store, retrieve, call for, update, classify, and analyze this entire data from these various pockets. HRIS helps to lower these costs by partnering with human resource management to provide and maintain applications related to reducing transaction cost related to these HRM functions. Which are the elements of documentation in HRIS? Documentation is a very important and imperative step in building HRIS, which we had seen that at the stage of documentation, which are various steps that have to be considered in the scope and the project charter has to include. So documentation in the HRIS holds a very critical place and vital for all functionalities, including staff benefit calculation, charges, correction of human resource accounts, review. If there is no comprehensive employee records and a secure place where this information is centralized, the organization can get into trouble. HRIS documentation includes both standardized and customized reports. Most HRIS applications have a comprehensive tracking systems. HRIS tracking capabilities can maintain grievances filed by or against the employee, stemming from discipline, disputes and complaints. So we're looking at importance of the database functionality in the documentation process. This is a crux of building the system. While single site database require no special characteristics, database system intended for multiple site configuration can pose special problems. Retrieval is then performed as a process by evaluating the degree of satisfaction of the criteria by each document and then agreeing them. Another decisional instance concerns the problem of improving retrieval performance by taking into account user indications on documents' relevance. So when the information is fed in the system, one, for what purpose this information is stored, and for what purpose the information is retrieved. Now when somebody runs this retrieval report, it indicates whether the retrieved information and the data analyzed is helping the further decision making or not. So the retrieval performance is very important when the pilot is run, when the testing and retesting happens. And the root for this, or the base platform for this, is a kind of documentation which is fed in to the system. So here we come to the end of the third chapter. Thank you.